Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to episode 20 of Probably Sounds Awful.
Episode 20 of the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. You could do a lot of things in 20. You could do 20 jumping jacks.
Whoa. You could buy 20 stamps and mail 20 things.
You could do 20 squats with 20-pound weights.
You could lose 20 pounds.
Okay, and that's it. So, guys, yeah, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast. You can email us. We did not get any emails this week.
What? That's a fluke.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and take the lid right off of this.
I think everyone's emails were broken this past week,
guys.
I think everyone got hacked, and yep, no one was able to send
emails. You're right. So you can email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com when this whole email thing gets sorted out with everyone. Who's had issues?
I think we have a lot of MailChimp, yep, mail daemons.
Oh, my goodness. You can tweet at us at normally_norm. You can also retweet at us at
anything we tweet.
Or also, you know, find each of us individually on Twitter as well.
If you follow all of us, all those follows combine and make Normally Normal Twitter.
Okay, so it's so weird that until now we have not heard about this great email crisis. So, yeah, guys, welcome to the podcast 20.
Leo, I'm noticing something very weird about this podcast already.
Yeah, so first off, I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr.
That is correct.
Yes.
That's not the weird
thing. That's not
thing
the weird thing. Well, what about...
Well, my name is Josh Patton, another host.
Okay. Then I think we know our issue.
Yeah, there's so far only two voices have been heard.
So let's go ahead and get this out of the way.
Or should we wait for an hour into the podcast to get this out of the way?
Well, I wanted to make sure that big stays in. I was pretty excited about that one. No. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Colbert Kennedy, who likes to be called BCK on this thing.
Yeah, he does.
Has quit the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Permanently and forever.
He sent us text.
Yeah, not an email. Those don't work.
I was going to say email, and then I realized, oh, wait, no way, those don't work. No, he sent us an email this morning, kind of just, again, a text, about just basically how tired he was of this, how much he is just doesn't like speaking with us, and sitting around a table once a week is just really kind of gnawing on him.
He hates weekly tables.
So we keep telling him, don't worry, you don't have to do this weekly thing, but he said, hey, I'm out this week, and guess what? I'm out for the rest of the time. So,
he said, this is definitely not a one-time deal. I'm never coming back. Also, I smell like poop.
Yep.
You please quote me on all of this. Yep. I don't want people to think that just because I'm not here to defend myself that these are not true things. I totally smell like poop.
Yeah, and the last thing he did when he, you know, was basically imagine like him looking out the door before he closed it. Like, again, all in a text.
Yeah, he conveyed all this through text.
Yeah, all this through text. It's a very long text. So imagine him looking like before the door and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, just Josh and Leo. Any free turf I've ever had is up for grabs.
Yeah, all former girlfriends are all on the table because I have left that table.
Yeah.
So I don't care what happens on that table. Yep. I'm leaving. All ex-girlfriends are now on it.
Now, if you don't mind, on this table, in this table, under this table, around this table, tried to get to 20, immediately stopped at 4.
So we now know you cannot do 20 prepositions.
Yep. So yeah, guys, let's just take a moment here and remember Brian as he would have liked to.
I mean, Gerard Butler. Yeah. Wow. Who can say where the road goes, where the day flows, only time. I love hooking up. And who can say if your love grows, as your heart shows, only time. Sudden Death. Remember Sudden Death?
When the ladies' locker room door opens, you stand at the angle where you get the best view of it.
Who said that? If I would gain fucking weight ever in my goddamn life. Can't say why your heart cries when you love. much cum in that dude's balls.
They were saying...
Stick your head up your ass, Judge. Being accused of gay acts? Big yep. deal. Bro, who you been fucking, bro? Money in your wallet, you bitch. I think I'm just gonna be single forever, okay? Yo, I want to fuck, I yep. want to eat, I yep. want to kill, because I'm an animal. From Brian to you, I'm feeling the burn.
My name's Brian.
My name's Brian. Brian wears blue shoes.
Beep, beep, beep.
I will remember you.
Maybe. If I think about you, if I happen to have a random dream, and you come across in that dream, like, oh yeah, that guy. Or if Facebook reminds me with the Facebook memory and says, hey, remember this guy? I'm like, oh, what was his name again? There's a bunch of names, I think.
You're getting rid of a lot of gold here. Stuff they won't hear. And then
no, we'll just have all this come in after the song.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. So Brian will never be remembered after that song. We just want to give that moment. Yeah, right? I wanted to go ahead and just throw this out there, ladies and gentlemen. The presidential debates are a hot topic right now.
Real hot.
We're going to very quickly, within the next couple months, figure out who is going to be the Republican and the Democratic selection for nominees. Again, last week we talked about throwing our hats into the ring.
All three of them.
Since... who he will not be named has decided to exit this podcast
indefinitely.
And also very ungracefully.
Yeah, like at least give us like a notice or maybe just word that text nicer.
Yeah, and
very rude.
Shorter maybe because you know I have an Android phone, so like I get 30,000 messages. But I would just like to go ahead and you know obviously we'd like to throw our hats in the ring. We talked about this last week, but you guys don't really know much about us, so I just want to go ahead and say you know maybe we'll each take 30 seconds to a minute.
All right.
To, you know, what go over kind of what like what we are as a candidate, who we are, what do we stand for? And then obviously whatever I say you have to agree with because we're dual running.
That's true. Yeah, we're running together. We're not running against each other. Yeah. We are running now. We were as three presidents, but now we are running as just two presidents who will be co-presidenting the country.
Yeah, and three is a crowd. Two is perfect.
For presidents.
Because a lot of relationships, you don't really see threesomes a lot.
Not a lot. Unless you're like looking in the dark corners of Craigslist.
Yeah, or you're very lucky in college. So let's go ahead and do you want to start, Josh, or would you like me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
All right. So my official political position is like basically pretty much everything Bernie Sanders has said, but just like take that, but like put it on someone who like will still be alive at the end of the presidency. Like that's my main thing. Like he's got a lot of good points and I think they're all good. I would love for him to win, but I'd also love for him to live. So let's just, you know what? I'll get his number. And he can kind of tell me, oh, we should do this. We should vote for this. You know, I approve of this. I don't approve of this. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll do it. Kind of like what Dick Cheney was doing for George W. Bush, but like it'll be we won't be secretive about it. Like, look, I am going to be the president with Leo, but for most if not all decisions, they're actually being made for Bernie Sanders. So don't vote for Sanders. You know, we'll still feel the burn, but you'll see our face.
Hi, I'm Leo Kovalik.
Hi.
I agree with everything Josh just said. We are feeling the burn, and that's something here on the podcast we promised we wouldn't talk about to episode 100. But something Josh has neglected to say is how Leo feels about minorities. Listen, they're not welcome here in the United States. And Josh said that he would stand by me with whatever I would say. So I want to go ahead and say right now, I'm not for Donald Trump. But I'm for his decisions on building that wall.
Oh,
a great wall.
So it looks like whether you like Sanders or Trump, if you vote for us, you get both.
That's called playing chess politically, ladies and gentlemen. No, so we'll talk about how we really feel. But just, you know, if this is something seriously you guys want to vote for, we will, you know.
Can you please write our names on the ballot?
Yeah, if we see a groundswell of people interested in getting us out there and getting us, you know, on that ballot, like you said, write our names. Even if it's just one, that's great.
Even half the amount of people who emailed us this week,
yep,
would write our names on a ballot. Like, I feel like we got a shot.
We got a shot at one person writing it. But yeah, so it's, I think, like I mentioned before, just seeing two people run instead of three is the better option.
Screw one.
Better podcast with two people instead of three. You know,
you could do lots of things in twos better than threes. Like, you could buy two stamps, mail two things.
Oh my goodness. What else did I say at the beginning? I was going to literally just copy that. What else? How's your week been, Josh? Happy,
yeah, what is this? What are we, happy what?
I would say happy Wednesday.
Yep.
If you guys are listening to this, it is a Friday.
Unless you listen way late.
Yeah, way late.
It could be any day, actually.
2016, 2017.
What's the future like, guys?
Ooh, Josh, first I'll tell me your week, and then I'm going to hold this finger up for those watching on the live stream. Remind me, please, why I'm holding this finger up. But go ahead. How was your week?
My week was pretty good. I drove a lot.
Cool.
I played some video games. I've been kind of in a video game slump for the past several months. Been kind of just, I don't know, bummed and stressed and depressed.
You have? I've been the opposite. I've been kind of
gaming it up.
I've been playing a lot of games recently.
Ooh.
But, you know, this is your time. So, Josh, please continue. Mm-hmm.
Playing a lot of video games. Been working out a day, pretty much.
Josh and I, speaking of working out, did something yesterday that I feel pretty proud of in a sense of, like, training-wise. I went on a walk, and during the walk, I was planning on coming back, and we were just going to do a generic workout.
He went on a walkabout.
Walkabout. Walkabout, think about. Either walking or showering are the two best places that I have my ideas. This week, I took control of the workout, and Josh, we did 5:31.
Mm-hmm.
What is 5:31?
We worked out at 5:31 p.m.
5:31 p.m. until 5:32, and once 5:32 hit, we said, woo boy!
Solid workout.
That's enough of that.
Really broke a sweat.
Yes, yeah, so we basically took some cues from Nerd Strong and CrossFit about how they work out, and tried to fit it into 1 hour to see if we could finish a workout that we crafted, and it went well.
Yeah, I burned more calories in that hour than I do in most of the other workouts that we've been doing for months on end. So 5:31 actually is doing 531 moves total, different routines, or, you know, different workouts, different body parts being worked. But if you do everything, and we tried to do it all in an hour, so we cut ourselves off at an hour. But if you did every single rep of all the different possible moves, you would have done 531 moves.
In an hour. I've already forgotten why I was going to hold my finger up, and that's unfortunate.
Well, the audience who's watching, the viewers, are supposed to remind you, and they have not.
They have not. No one has reminded me yet. But also, a big shout out to Josh said how he burns calories is he rocks a Fitbit. And
I said it?
No, that's how you burn calories. That's how you kind of watch your calories, is you rock a Fitbit. And I called the company because mine had unfortunately snapped in half. You guys might have seen if you follow me on Twitter.
His muscles got too big.
Just too big. My wrist was just ginormous. It broke it right in half. But without even a hitch, a minute or two into the call, they were just like, yeah, we'll send you another one. And I was like, there's another black large is coming your way. And I was like, can I do a blue? They're like, sure. So, big shout out to Fitbit for being super cool and having great customer service.
Sweet, sweet customer service is the key to success.
This week's sponsor, Fitbit.
Customer service across the seas.
Ooh, very nice. I wonder if that's their tagline. Why was I holding my finger up?
We were talking about working out, 5:31.
Yeah, it was right before that. It was the video games.
I said I've been in a video game slump. You said you were in the opposite. You talked about walking. We could just rewind the podcast. Could rewind. Listen, except we're not going can't.
To. It was kind of more about talking about how your week was, and then I was going to hold my finger up because I didn't want to interrupt you. And now I've just totally forgotten. But so you had a good week. You've been driving a lot.
Yep.
Nice.
And not much else. Yeah, workout, video games, driving. Been reading some comics. And
what are you going to do tonight?
Tonight, I'm going to go see a little indie film, try to give it some support. I don't know if many people have heard of it. They definitely haven't been watching it. Called Deadpool.
Yeah, boy. Time number
3.
Yeah.
It'll be my third time seeing Deadpool.
And you're going to see it with a former co-host of ours.
And current friend, Rob Medley. It will be his first time seeing it. His first time, my third time. I will be gentle.
Yep, and seeing movies with him is...
A different experience.
I guess a test of patience, but it's oh so fun to see his, like, you know, sometimes it's even more fun to look over and see his expression. If you've watched the movie already, to look over and see his expression.
Yeah,
like,
this is an ideal scenario for me. I've seen the movie twice. I caught all the jokes I missed the first time. So now I'm going just, one, because I really love this movie, but two, to experience Rob experiencing it. With all of his questions and comments that he'll be whispering in my ear throughout the entire movie, which would have drawn me insane had that been the first time I was watching the movie.
But now he'll be, you know, basically just to kind of tell you why this whole thing started was, I think the first movie I really remember watching with him and just being like, oh my God, please stop. But then afterwards you're like, okay, what? He actually really cares about the movie.
He's very invested. He's into it. He's not talking about like random stuff. Like, hey, you know what's good, pizza?
Cause he's a director of photography. So him talking about like Avatar, I remember sitting next to him and just like his mouth is agape like the entire movie. And then just afterwards just, you know, would reel it off. So he has such capability of that.
It's kind of like watching a movie in the theater with audience commentary. Like, he will tell you thing. He'll whisper in your ear constantly. He'll be leaning over and, you know, tapping your shoulder and, like, either have a question about who a character is. Although he said he did used to read Deadpool comics a lot before Techno took over his life. So hopefully he'll be a little more caught up on who this guy is.
So he read him when he was 5.
Mm-hmm.
Then Techno took over his life at six. Yeah.
And he said that, watching a movie with him, you know, he'll either whisper, like, question, who's this person? If it's, like, a superhero thing he's not as familiar with. Or he'll, like, oh, you see how they did that shot? That, you know, blah, 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 blah. He'll, like, give you these details. Like, all right, cool. This could wait till after the movie, but he doesn't have that filter in his brain. As soon as he's, I need to tell you this, like, right now, not later.
In a non-spoilery sense, or spoilery, whatever, you've had your chance to see Deadpool. What do you think is going to be his favorite part about Deadpool?
Oh, good question.
Seeing the movie multiple times, as you have twice, what do you think is going to be his favorite part? What do you think is going to be his least favorite part, if there is one? And what do you think he's going to, like, lean over and just be like,
I think
one of a classic Rob.
Yeah, obviously he reacts more to visual things, you know, shots and stuff like that. So I'm trying to think of like a good moment that he might be like, oh, that was really awesome how they pulled that off. He might be drawn into the fact that how they tell the story, it's not a typical origin story. It's kind of like flashbacks. Like, it's not just like, here he is, like, starting, you know, it's not chronological. So it kind of goes back and forth. We get to see some awesome, like, current Deadpool action, and then it goes back to Wade Wilson, like, what it was like before. And it goes both back and forth. So it kind of gives you that balance throughout the movie, as opposed to, like, all right, the first hour is just going to be Wade Wilson, and the second hour is all Deadpool, which I personally liked when I saw the movie. Like, oh, cool. Like, you know, we get to keep coming back and seeing Deadpool be funny and killing people crazily, and then we get a little more background story. So he might find that storytelling element interesting. I don't know if he'll comment on it during the film. Visually, there are some awesome action sequences. I remember one thing that really stuck out in my mind was when on the opening highway scene, when someone's about to throw a grenade at Deadpool and he just shoots the grenade in their hand and blows them all up.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to really enjoy the 12 bullets sequence when he only has 12 bullets, like, count them down. And that whole thing, I thought that was great when you see the numbers like on the bullets.
On the bullet
and itself. Then he starts wasting them. He's like, 3, 4, like just shooting them and missing. And then when he has like 2 left and then he's already shot a guy and he's like, 2, 1, shoots him in the head. He's like, oh, that was stupid, Deadpool. Yeah. Stupid Deadpool. Even just good. Saying that makes me like, want to see it. I can't wait to see it again.
I think another visual scene that he's going to love is when
Wade Wilson finishes his basically like mutant transformation
mm-hmm.
and gets out of the Weapon X, whatever facility that he's in. That whole scene with Ajax, the whole fight scene, I think is just visually great. And inside of a fire, like it looks great. Like everyone's like, you know, they could care less about like hurt, like themselves getting injured, and more of just like how like beautiful like the fight is.
I'm sure he will be a fan of the reveal of Wade and Vanessa's date, the first date with the skee ball. Where it looks like they're like laying in bed, and she has like her arms over her shoulders, and it looks it's all horizontal, and it's like I'm gonna put balls in holes, and then the camera tilts up, and you realize they're at a skee ball place.
That's very
feel like
cool.
He will find that cool. I think he's also gonna think that Vanessa's a major babe and tell me about that multiple times.
Man, guys, make sure you tune in to episode 21 because this co-president over here is gonna have a. I guess we'll call it a date.
Yeah, a date with
Ron. A nice little date. I don't want to intrude on that. But yeah, Deadpool, let's see how my week was. Just had really two awful interviews in a row.
Do you want to go into detail?
Not really. I just got overarching. I just got classically LA'd, which meant like I feel like I was just there so that they don't get sued.
For only interviewing
the
opposite sex?
Yeah, so they were looking for very clearly something, but they had me come in and I was excited to go into both these places and, you know, obviously... left there waiting and knowing exactly how it was going to turn out. So
yes. In no way are we saying that women have more job opportunities than
for
men.
Sure. No.
But there is one field of employment in LA that is a reversal of how the majority of jobs are, and that is being a server or bartender in LA. 99% of the places here want female staff to be serving drinks. That's just what they want.
For sure.
And I've been burned that way earlier on being out in LA. I went to a bar that had an open interview on Craigslist. I went in. As I was in, the GM was interviewing a girl. I sat there and watched them do the whole interview.
Does it rhyme with G-Bustic?
It does. And after that interview was over, it was my turn. So I handed her my resume. I was about to go sit at the table where she was just conducting the interview and said, oh, we're actually not doing interviews. I'll just take your resume. And I was like, and then before I could even leave, she turned to the girl who was behind me and said, oh, right this way for your interview. I was like, okay, why did I come in? But I think it's, as you said, so they don't get sued. But like, well, we had some male applicants.
So I should have taken the hint when my original thing was scheduled for 1 o'clock and then I got an email today, be like, hey, we're getting a lot of requests. If you could just come in at 3. Came in at 3, and it was just me and one other dude and a sea of women, which totally rad. Again, not at all saying that, you know, they have more opportunities, but it's like, it's just out, just throwing it out there. Today was definitely one of those days like, man.
This is what it's like to be a minority.
This is what it's like to be a minority.
Which, if we win, apparently Leo is kicking all of them out.
Well, you know, I'm just saying that now. It's not actually how I feel. It's not actually, let's hope to... whatever is up in the universe that controls things.
In all seriousness, someone kill Trump.
Seriously. So I think it's one of those things where it's like, he's just saying this stuff because people are literally treating this political election like a reality show.
Yeah, that's where our country's
awful.
At.
And it's absolutely awful because this is not a reality show. This is real life. This is the White House. This is your taxes. This is everything you think. And yeah, he might preach a whole thing, but it's the minute it happens, I even said it. And I'll be the first to admit that I made a joke saying that I would love to just live in Donald Trump's America for like a year. I do not believe that 100%. So just.
It reminds me.
Absolutely a bit, ladies and gentlemen.
When I was in high school, the end of my junior year, I was, you know, class clown. I was known as being funny and goofy and pulling pranks and stuff like that.
I'd still consider you that.
Thank you so much.
Pull a prank right now.
I kind of already have.
Uh-oh.
You don't realize it yet, but when you go in your room, you will see that everything is gone.
Oh my God.
I pranked you.
What a quality prank.
Yeah, and if you go behind our building, you'll find all of your stuff in a bonfire. Classic prank.
Oh man. I'll tell you what, guys.
You got pranked.
There's not many things than living with your best friend at 31 years old than getting pranked. And I'll tell you what.
It's classic pranks.
When it's all you own is burning in a fire in front of you, that's great.
You know you got pranked real good.
That's real funny. Oh, I know what I was going to say when I was holding my finger up.
Okay.
So seeing that the BCK is not with us nor ever.
Will be again.
Will be again because he doesn't want to. And that's so. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. To be honest, there's a lot of reasons why we shouldn't have him again. But we still would because, you know, I would say, quote unquote, friends.
Because we're, quote unquote, emotionally needy.
Yeah.
And desperate. And we'll take him back as long as he promises to be nice.
But
even if he's not.
I just want to say, guys, 21 minutes into this episode, this is a podcast with Josh and Leo. So if you like video games, stick around. If you don't, you can go ahead and turn it off right now.
You can go straight to hell.
So we were briefly kind of talking about video games. I'm just jumping right ahead to that. I want to hear kind of from you, that I don't think you've ever talked about this yet, why you've been on the drought of video games.
The drought.
And if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine. If you want to kind of talk about what games are going to get you into it, we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, I will do that real quick, because I know I will forget what I was going to say about when I was in high school. Hold a finger up so I remember.
Which doesn't
work at all.
Doesn't make any sense. But isn't that why people used to like wrap like little like red ribbons around them?
So you'd remember something?
But I'd still forget.
So when I was a junior, I decided very last minute to run for, I guess, or I don't remember when you do it, but run for senior class president. I don't remember if you do it junior year leading into senior year or when.
Hold on, did you win?
Well, that's the thing. So okay, I was.
What we need to talk about now and offer on the air, because if they didn't vote for you then, they're not going to vote for us now.
Well, technically, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a former president, so he knows.
Well, technically, a former winning of a presidential vote. So everyone voted for me because they thought it would be funny. Just like the whole Donald Trump thing. Like, he's just a madhouse of ridiculousness that people like are just tuning in.
Did you ever say, hey guys, if you vote for me, which everyone always did, I'll make sure Coke comes out of the water fountains instead?
Mm-mm.
That was always a hot item in our elementary school.
Instead, I just sold Coke.
Oh, okay.
But no, so I did very little campaigning. I just told people about it, and they thought it was funny. And I didn't even want to be president. My goal was, if I won...
I don't think Donald Trump does either. Let's be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the comparison. Like, I didn't want to be president. The girl who was running for president, like, this was like... Like, she was definitely in the academic world. Like, that's, you know, she was all in that kind of stuff. And I knew it was her, you know, dream to be that, because she wanted to put that on some college application that I would never fill out.
Was this Hillary Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
You were in high school with Hillary Clinton?
I'm pretty old.
Who was 30 years older than you.
So, you know, we had the vote, the election, and I did not win. I was like, ah, whatever, who cares? The girl who wanted to be president, she won. That's fine. I then found out later that I actually did get the majority of the votes, but it was, they just didn't care and they just gave it to her anyway. I was like, okay, cool. Glad voting matters.
So you basically were Al Gore in 2008?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yep. Yeah, I guess Obama.
Out, yeah, I found out from someone in student government who was like, yeah, we counted the votes. You actually had the most votes, but the teacher or whoever was in charge of that thing didn't want you to be the class president, so they just gave it to the girl who got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to politics.
Dun, dun, dun.
In so Georgia.
I've been
and,
down this road before.
And on a national level. And he's not going to let it happen again, folks.
So, all right. So now that story's over and done.
If you don't want to talk about your drought in video games.
Video game drought. So,
don't talk about it. But
I'm going to talk about it.
What I really want to know is what's going to follow that up and what is going to get you back into video games.
Oh, yeah. I'm already getting back in it. So when I am bummed about things in life, it's weird. Like, if I'm like sad bummed, like depressed, then I tend to not want to play video games, because I enjoy playing video games, and some part of me like doesn't want to do something that I enjoy that also requires me to think and engage with what I'm doing. So normally, if I'm normal Josh, I play video games with 90% of my free time. 10% of that is watching TV or a movie. So I get I get behind on my shows and stuff like that, because if I have some free time, I want to play a game versus watch something. And the past 7 months, I want to go into details of why I was kind of bummed, but I was just in a funk and just had no motivation, no desire to play video games. There also weren't a lot of new games out that were drawing me in. I played Fallout 4, platinum that, and once that was done, I was kind of done with video games.
But even like your backlog, you didn't even want to go through, which for those that are listening that have maybe don't enjoy video games as much as Josh do, a backlog is basically what you have on your Netflix queue. Mm-hmm. Which is why you keep adding things to your playlist, but then you don't get a chance to actually get around to them.
Because you have so many other things you need to watch. So there's a lot of games that I have, like, that I've downloaded digitally on my PS4 and on my PS3. My PS3 is a giant backlog box. There are tons of things on there that I have not played that I want to play.
But in a person who has moved on completely and who is now just exclusively
plays
on PS4,
doesn't even have a PS3 anymore.
It is rough to see the UI and the speed of that.
Oh boy.
Because I wanted to get more songs on the Rockman 4, and literally just when I was like, hey Josh, can I use your PS3? It's gonna be like 2 seconds. I would put it in and I forgot. I was like, oh my God. I forgot like the update speed. I forgot clicking on it. I forgot it has to like install, but it doesn't install while you can actually play. It's installing. Oh boy.
We've come a long way from PS3 to PS4.
And let's just say I know this sounds like a first world problem. When Josh and I become president, I'll make sure that all PS3s are retroactively fit with something that lets them install and play at the same time. You heard it here first.
Yeah, that is priority number one.
Priority number one. Not, you know, Ford Affairs, nothing like that. I'm going to go back. I'm going to find these. Everyone who has a PS3 is going to get a quality firmware that catches it up to PS4.
They're going to come to us and be like, look, we have the identities.
It's not going to happen.
And the location of all ISIS members. I'm like, cool.
Cool.
Table that.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the PS3 to be able to do some background install so I can play that game while it's downloading. And they'll be like, why are you talking like that?
But it's very rough. So like a backlog is something that you almost know subconsciously you'll never get through. But just knowing you have those games, because even like yesterday I was like looking at my system. I was like, there's many a game that I could play. But you have to be in the right mood for the right game. It's
nice to have a diversified backlog.
Ooh, a nice diversified portfolio. So what do you have that's backlogged? You know, what do you think is going to get you out of it? Like, what are you thinking right now?
So as I was saying, like, so if I'm kind of like sad, like depressed, then I don't feel like playing a game. I'd rather watch stuff or read stuff. And then when I'm like stressed or upset about something in more, I guess, fueled kind of like an anger, then I tend to play a lot more video games as sort of a distraction. I've just been kind of bummed, I've been kind of down the past few months, and I just haven't really felt like playing anything since beating Fallout 4. So I just haven't. But I've started to get back into it. I am been playing some PSN games. I played Yarny. Or no, it's Unravel.
Unravel.
The character is Yarny.
Yarny.
Played Yarny.
Not only did you play it, but you played it to what a PlayStation trophy enthusiast would say to the fullest extent.
Mm-hmm. I got that blat, baby.
That blat, baby.
I feel like I'll save my thoughts on that. I think I'm probably going to 3-word review Unravel.
Okay. Do you, before you, obviously that's at the end, but do you know what platinum number this is? And while you think of that, I will tell people what a platinum is.
Go for it.
Those watching and for those listening at home, if you're not sure what a platinum is, a platinum is when you achieve all the bronze, all the silver, and all the gold trophies throughout the entire game. You get the platinum, which means you got all the other trophies, basically 100% completing the game.
And I believe...
if the trophies are done well.
Yeah. I believe that was platinum number 88 for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, 88... I mean, I'm ruling you on bronze. Let's not even like try to go down that route. I'm crushing you on bronze.
Because Leo plays a lot of different games. He does the game fly. He just plays a lot more different games. I tend to spend a lot more time on a game and platinum it, where Leo has moved on to the next game.
Wait a second. The more go ahead and keep talking about it, the more you talk about this, it kind of sounds like also our relationships.
That is true.
Like, and the more you talk about this,
if Brian had not quit, I feel like he would also be lumped into that.
Like, Leo jumps around, which obviously he's trying to find something that he can, platinum.
He'll play the different ones and get the initial easy bronze trophies from just simply playing the game. You get a lot of bronzes for doing things for the first time. Oh, you beat this level. Oh, you encounter this thing. Oh, you use this weapon. Here are some bronzes to get you hooked. Where I will get hooked and continue to play through until it's over and done with, there's nothing left to do.
I'm not trying to put that in like a bad way. You're not going to stick around in a relationship that's not going to work. But I'm just saying it's just for some reason you were talking about that. I was like, man, that's kind of how I am in relationships.
Yeah, I feel like I have, relationship wise, I have been in three pretty long term relationships. I feel like I've got three. Well, I guess you can't really call them platinums if you didn't marry the person, but
yeah.
You
definitely got some good golds.
Yeah, like some solid gold trophies where I feel like you have way more, and Brian especially has way more.
Let's not talk about Brian. We keep bringing up Brian. Brian's out.
Yeah, he's dead to us.
He's 100% dead.
You have a lot more initial bronzes, a lot more first date bronzes with different people than I do. I have very limited amount of, I guess, variety of first dates.
Is there a clear winner here? No. None of us are winners.
Very different.
None of us are winners. So what game would you say kind of started bringing you back?
I'm trying to think what I initially started playing. I played...
I have a guess.
A PSN game called The Fall.
Okay.
That was sort of initial, like, let me start doing something with the PlayStation controller again. What do you remember being
my guess, Fallout? After Fallout, I think the first time I saw you really get invested in something and start playing it was The Division.
The beta?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The closed beta, ladies and gentlemen, The Division's coming out March 8th.
As far as that, being coming up. Fully invested and like obsessed and wanting to spend every waking moment, every free moment doing it, yeah, The Division beta 100% got a
success. But I also thought, I think that brought you into the world of video games again, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, because I played some stuff like The Fall, even Unravel, I played the first few levels before The Division beta came out, and I was still not back to that point where it's like, I have free time. Do you want to play a video game? I kind of rather watch a show. I kind of rather read this book. I was still in that, like, what of those three choices do I want to do with my free time? But with The Division beta, when that was going, if I had free time, I was 100% playing The Division beta.
For sure. And, you know, just for people out there, again, who might not be 100%, because we talk about video games in this podcast. We don't talk a lot about video games.
Normally when we do, it's us just saying the word video game so we don't get banned on Twitch.
Yeah, and then Brian, God damn it, we mentioned him again. BCK just glances over and his eyes just glaze over. Unless it's Mario Kart 64, he doesn't want to hear about it.
I mean, to be fair, it is, you know, not that I want to be on the side of the quitter, but, you know, it is similar to what happens to my glazy eyes when during Sports Corner.
Yeah. For sure. But have no fear. I don't care about basketball and or majority of sports happening right now. Sports Corner probably won't be happening again until the Redskins come back out and start saying who they're drafting and whatnot. Or ever. Who knows? I don't know. No one really seems to care. So we're just going to keep talking.
I mean, the fact that I'm just very concerned that no one has emailed about the lack of Sports Corner.
For sure. So, you know what? Maybe I'll do a Sports Corner later. I got to think of some things. I got to see what's going on with the Wizards Bulls score. But yeah, beta is basically when the game is near completion and the developers of the said game want to not only test their online components, but also test their server capacity to see, you know, if people really care about this, you know, what would you want to change? What would you want to have in the final product of the game? Because the majority of the people that want to play the beta, which also all that progress will be completely deleted and erased.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your hardcore fans that are going to buy the game on day one. So you want to listen to them.
Yes. I have pre-ordered The Division, two copies, one for me, one for Leo's birthday.
Birthday's coming up.
And I had also signed up, I don't even know how long ago, at least 6 months ago on The Division's website. You know, whenever a beta came out, I wanted to be on that list. I was supposed to be able to get access for pre-ordering. You and I both were, but Best Buy didn't give me my code. So, anyway, but I did get a code from signing up on that email list for The Division a long time ago. So I actually played the beta twice, because the first time when I got access, I played a whole bunch. And then when they released the open beta, which is anybody can hop on, that anybody who was had access to the restricted version lost all the progress. So I had to start all over. And I did it because it was so much fun.
Ooh, boy,
and
I'm going to have
to do that again when the full game comes out. But I feel like just in the amount of time that I spent with the beta, I already have a lot more strategy. And because it is an RPG, you do want to level up certain skills.
I learned max level, by the way, what max level is in the game.
In the game?
Yeah.
The full game?
Yeah.
What is it?
Level 27.
Really?
Yeah.
For both?
For at least I know for main level.
Like the orange number?
Yeah.
That is a very random number.
Yeah.
That seems very strange to me.
Yeah. The IGN ran an article about like what it's like playing at max level 27. I didn't read it yet.
Wow.
But yeah. Maybe that's just what they landed on after you get all the way up and you get all the stats and stuff like that.
Interesting. Although I will say this is a very interesting way that this RPG works. Leveling up is not how you unlock new skills. Mm-hmm. You unlock the access to the different skills by doing missions and side missions that give you points at your base, and the more you level up your base, then you can level up your character. So I feel like leveling up, all that does is like boost your stats in terms of like offense and defense and health, and make you be able to survive better against other opponents. So if when the game launches, if the highest possible level of a character, of an enemy, an NPC that you can fight is 27, maybe even 30 to make it tougher, then okay, fine. Because I don't think that once you get 27, it doesn't seem like a game that like, oh man, I spent all my points on these types of skills. Now I'm level 27 and I can't level up anymore. I don't get to see what the final steps are of these other skills. I think once you do all the missions and side ops, you will be able to at least experiment with the different skills.
For sure.
I like that fact. Do you know, is it the same for the Dark Zone?
I don't know. I did not read the article itself. Go on IGN if you guys are curious, but I would like to maybe read it after this. Mm-hmm. But it's basically, it just says what it feels like playing with the level 27 character.
Interesting.
But so this is a game that I've almost, I think I've done too much. Like I have played the open beta. I played it with you. I wanted to play a couple missions to see if this is something I'm really interested in. Yes, 100%. And then I've been like reading about it and looking at it, and I'm like, okay, maybe I've done too much. Like, maybe I've seen too much. Maybe I've done too much. I just need to back away until March 8th.
Get the full experience.
And then just dive into this story, because it's it's Tom Clancy's The Division, and even this phone game, it's not even a game, this phone experience that came out that I texted you earlier about, like, if you were patient zero, how long would it take you to infect the entire population of the Earth? And you have to make the decisions based on your location. Like, I selected Chicago, and it was like, okay, cool, what are you going to do? And I was like, go home and rest was one of the options. I went home and rested, and then it was like, cool, well, you rested for 3 days, but on your way home, you infected 4 people. And those 4 infected blah, blah, blah. So it's super interesting. And the whole story, I think, is going to be great. And that's, about when the world collapses, you're basically the people that don't just give up. You run almost like, in the latest or one of the trailers for Batman v Superman, when you see Bruce Wayne running into the smoke when everyone else is running out. It's basically the same thing you are. You're the agent running in when everyone else is running out. So
interesting.
Yeah. So Division, basically, I think, is a game that I saw you play. And then after you played that, you were then kind of slowly but surely playing other things and dabbling in there and looking at the store again. And
yeah, just playing a game again and having a blast doing it sort of reinvigorated my feelings for playing video games in general. And so I was like,
sure.
So then when I did have free time, I was like, I do want to play more of Unravel and beat some more levels and get some more trophies. So now I am playing a little bit more variety of games at the same time. I go back and forth. I'll play some of this, but I'm feeling more, doing something a little more actiony. So I'll work on friggin' DCUO to finally get all those trophies that I have been putting off because it's so repetitive. But not having played that game in about a year, it doesn't feel as bad. I just play that game on mute and listen to a podcast, because that game, as far as the main story missions, I haven't played any of the DLC stuff. That game is extremely repetitive. No matter what your mission is, it's like, okay, go to this area, beat this amount of this type of enemy, collect this amount of items from said defeated enemy.
Which is, I totally agree with. But remember the first time we played that game.
Yo, I had a blast.
We, as DC fans, and obviously just comic book fans, more me, Marvel, but just comic book fans in general, just starting your character and seeing Superman come in and fight Lex Luthor in front of you, especially in 2010 or 2011, I think it was 2011. Because it was January in 2011-ish.
Yeah, we were in Los
Feliz. We still are, but the four originally, yeah. And I just remember, we would, we lived next to each other. I was in a tiger cage and you were in the other room. We'd just leave our doors open. We could shout to each other.
So awesome. Yeah, the game is great. But if you want to get the platinum, which, as we said, I tend to go for.
Yes. Then you get,
repetition, because you have to max out 6 different characters essentially doing the same type of missions many, 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 many times. But I haven't played the game in forever, and so it doesn't feel as stale to me now playing it. Although I am playing it on PS3, and oh my god, does that just chug, chug, chug along.
Here's a interesting question for you, Josh, and I'm going to have to think about it as well, but I'm just popping it off the top of my head. What, other than this game, what is another good game to podcast and play? We're going to call it podcast and play because it's nothing against the game, but once you play it all the way through the first time and it's the same game, the exact same game you play the second time, but you're just doing it for trophies. What is another good podcasting and playing game?
Oh, okay, gotcha. So a game to listen to podcasts too.
Yeah, because this game, you're basically, the story, forwards and backwards. You've done the villain side, you've done the hero side.
I skip all cutscenes. Yeah. I don't need to see him or hear him.
It's a great game the first time through, both villain and hero, but you've seen that. Have to do it 4 more times just to get the trophies, which is crazy. A game that's not good, The Last of Us, is not a good podcast and play game because I'm about ready to play through it the second time.
Nice.
And if you've never played that the first time, holy crap, put your brown pants on, as Deadpool would say. But yeah, play that in a dimly lit room. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I guess MMOs in general?
I don't play a lot of them. Yeah, games that if you have to beat it on one difficulty setting in order to unlock the hardest difficulty setting, and there's a trophy for beating it on the unlockable setting, and you don't really care about hearing the dialogue again, there's no different choices you can make. One thing that pops into my mind, I actually can't remember if you have to beat it once before playing on the hardest difficulty, but something like God of War.
Yeah.
You can just, it's like a hack and slash essentially. and you just play through. There's no dialogue options. Once you've seen the story, you know, those stories are awesome, but they're not as engaging like Last of Us, like so emotionally, like, oh my God. Like, you don't, even if you've seen all
this. Nothing changes. You know what's coming. In The Last of Us, like, the characters can maybe come, you know, the clickers have a mind of their own.
Last of Us, you can't do podcasts because Last of Us, so much of it relies on the audio of the game. You need to hear when an enemy is sneaking around in the dark. Where God of War, that's not a thing.
Okay, I have two, because what you just said. One, Dante's Inferno.
Okay.
Dante's Inferno is very similar. It's a PS3 game to God of War, if you've ever played Dante's Inferno. I don't remember what chapter it was, but there was a boss battle where little dead babies came out of a witch's tits.
Oh, yeah.
That cutscene. 100% true. So little dead babies, witch's tits. And then the second one, I was going to say, actually, what I've just been kind of burning through. Damn it. It was similar to Dante's Inferno. I'm so forgetful today.
Well, while you're thinking of that, I would say one game.
I don't know.
Another type of Dante's game. Inferno. It's not like difficulty settings, but like a game that requires you to beat levels without dying.
Assassin's Creed.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was thinking. Nice. Any Assassin's Creed, once you've beaten the story, just picking up the rest of the trophies. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Finding all the
hidden
things.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
No worries. But like Little Big Planet, once you've played through the story, you know, there's trophies for going back and, you know, or unless you somehow did it the first time through, which I highly doubt, which, you know, beating every level without dying. There's not a story anymore. You can just play that on mute and listen to a podcast, and every time you die, restart.
Yeah.
Which, as I said, I'll get into it later, but that was a trophy on Unravel.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of Little Big Planet, I just beat that not too long ago. And I looked at the trophy list before, didn't really think anything of it, but I beat it afterwards, and there is a gold trophy for beating the entire game with somebody else. And I was like, oh, great.
Oh, my God.
Great. And it's a kind of a long game and kind of very difficult. But yeah, I deleted.
That was Little Big Planet 3, right?
Yeah, the minute I saw that, I just deleted it. I was like, ugh. I bought it for $8. Again, you delete it, it just shoves over to your library.
Yeah, for games that I rent via Gamefly, I do look at the trophy list to get an idea up front if it's even possible to platinum. Most games that involve multiplayer I know aren't going to happen because I don't spend a lot of time in online multiplayer, especially like versus things like Call of Duty, that kind of stuff. So if most of their trophies involve like getting 100,000 kills in multiplayer, like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I already know right off the bat the platinum's not going to happen, so I'll get whatever trophies I can. So like I've never platinumed a Little Big Planet game because half their trophies involve extensive amount of time and effort spent into creating levels. And that is fun to an extent, but I don't, there's one for like spending 24 hours like real time in just create mode. I'm like, yep. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Not,
I mean, for those that will, that is the longevity of the game.
Level creators?
Yeah.
I'm not. I just want to play the game and, you know, if there's stuff to find. Sure, if there's like hidden objectives or
you did create a great Ninja Turtles level, I think, once when we were in Chicago.
I think I did, yeah. I was trying to get that trophy, and I made this big level, and then I was like, oh, cool. That took,
we were
that
going
that took
up, you, I see turtles, or it was like the whole, the blimp, the car, everything.
Yeah, I was like, doing all that just took like a few hours. Like, oh, cool, I still need to spend, you know, 18 more doing that.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
So I want to do this thing in this podcast, and I want to start it, and then over the next 5 weeks, you and me, we're the only ones. You and me are going to then keep saying that next game. I'm just throwing this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want for you and me to talk about what we think in no particular order, because I'm just asking you now.
Okay.
We haven't talked about this before. Top five games of all time.
Wow.
Top five games of all time.
Wow.
So while you think about that.
One. I just rattle off all five.
Number one, which I've thought about forever. No, what do you got?
Oh, no, I don't actually.
Oh, no. I'm going to say, for many reasons, let's go ahead and start off just rattling them out. Gameplay, music.
Graphics.
Graphics, meh. Not necessarily.
Not that that's a make or break for me, but you know, if the graphics are good, that enhances the experience for sure. If I'm playing a game and everything about it is great, the story, stuff like that, but everybody looks like a cheese block.
Cheese block. It's cheese block McGee. So in this order, music, gameplay, and then I can just remember sitting down, getting this game for the first time ever. I'm saying a game right now.
Oh, okay.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
Nice.
100%. What that means to me is sitting down in front of my Nintendo with my sister, just watching her play. It was a Let's Play before there were Let's Plays.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, you know, I'd be like, hey, give me the controller. I'd die the first time I touched it. She's 3 years older than me. But I, even right now, she played this game so much, I could just sit her down and she would remember where the whistle is, remember how to jump to the next zone, where to fly up, where not to fly up. It's a game like that is just where the gameplay is perfect. The music is so fun. And then just sitting down with somebody like that, and just that's where I think my love for video games kind of stem from. So I'm going to go ahead and put that in no particular order on my list.
In your top five?
Yeah. So oh, for sure. Nice. Almost even because more fun than the game it was itself, it's how many memories I have of my sister and I playing that
game. Oh, for sure. I mean, I have lots of memories like that with, like, you know, Mario Kart and like GoldenEye.
Yep.
And stuff like that.
Oh, dude. I mean, GoldenEye's almost got to be on the list. Well, I mean, I don't want to make you say that or me, you know, give away any more of my games, but GoldenEye is almost got to be on. There is many a nights. That was literally what it would be. Okay, 2v2. So top two players had to be on chairs. Bottom two players were underneath it with a towel over their heads because there was no screen cheating.
No screen cheating.
No screen cheating.
You cheating?
You cheating?
I will say that for me, the top two factors for a game have to be either or, and if you have both, perfect, but either gameplay or story. So, like,
for sure,
games like Telltale, like Walking Dead, the gameplay, it's you're just walking around clicking on things and
absolutely
looking at them like, there's coffee in here. I wish it was bourbon.
And almost even a point of it's like 2016, it's like, all right, let's maybe not hiccup when you're just looking at a character. Like, there's a lot of issues with that, but I definitely,
but the story of that game was so great that I didn't care.
Yeah.
When you have games like Last of Us where the story is holy crap awesome, but the gameplay is also super fun. And then there are games like Super Mario Brothers. I don't think as a kid you were drawn into that game because of the story.
I was.
Oh, you were really
Raccoon
invested
Tales
in
and
Bowser.
Yep.
I gotta get the princess. Oh, good.
I gotta get the princess.
Which reminds me, or makes me think of, I loved Super Mario Brothers 2 as a kid because I loved how different it was. And I played as the princess for the most part because you had that hover ability.
For sure.
So what was the storyline in Mario Brothers 2? Because you couldn't have been rescuing the princess because you were the princess.
The princess.
What was the what was Bowser up to? Was Bowser even in that game? I don't remember.
I couldn't even tell you because I don't actually remember playing Super Mario Brothers 2 a lot, because I remember Super Mario Brothers 2 was at my aunt and uncle's house in Upper Maryland, and to play that, we'd have to go up there. They had a Nintendo. That's where I played the original Super Mario Brothers.
Nice.
And that's where I played Super Mario Brothers 2. That's where I played, my God, there's so many games that, like, I wish I knew the name of, but, like, it just, if someone showed it to me, like,
Duck Hunt,
obviously. There was
Ninja Turtle.
They actually had the running pad, the Olympic running pad, where you had to do that. And, like, I remember, like, my mom would come down and be like, hey, we gotta go. What are you doing? Like, what are you running for? Fatty.
I would do the running pad, like, how you're supposed to, and after a while I get tired, and I would just sit on my knees and hit it with my hands.
Yep. So it was like some Olympic game, and you were like a marathon runner also.
Track and field.
Oh, God, man, there was a game where you were like a crocodile hunter, and you would, you know, basically it was just like almost like a Double Dragon, but like every now and then.
So many games were Double Dragon.
Every now and then there would just be a giant crocodile, also man, like a crocodile man, like Killer Croc, that would just show up and start fighting you. Like, what is happening? Like, this is not in any other part of the story. Speaking of, you know, why you play games, that strictly, I would say, at least for me, regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Genesis, like stuff like that, all gameplay.
Yeah,
it wasn't 100%. It wasn't until, like, I became an adult and was like, I want more than just Vector Man.
Jumping on things.
Yeah, which, by the way, Vector Man, great game. Probably 14th, 15th birthday, playing that game. Awesome. I do agree, but now it is funny how, like, not only, like, almost like your taste change, but, like, also how, because games have come so far, it's like, man, no wonder they become more expensive. Like, we're requiring them to, because we are developing as humans, and we want more, you want more story. And it's like, yeah, there's a lot of kids these days that, you know, or even, like, the mass markets, like, oh, video gamers are just those people that eat nachos and Doritos and...
Which we do.
Which, you know, drink Mountain Dew and play Call of Duty. It's like, no, gamers are much more than that.
Man, much more vast community.
Yeah, much more than that these days. And that's because of games like The Last of Us. That's because of games like Uncharted. And that's because of games like, you know, shit, even all the way back to, like, you know, Pitfall. It's like, why was he doing that? Where it's like games like that now can actually tell you that story. Like Tomb Raider, it's like, this is why they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Man, video games are so good. I could talk about video games forever.
I do like them.
So email us, guys, at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com if you want to have us do a, I guess, a podcast all about video games, because we 100% will. But what are the games you're looking forward to, Josh? Oh, I do want to talk about two things VR related, because I'm super into VR, and those came up in the news. The HTC Vive has come out with its price. That is with the whole room VR.
Right.
And it's coming out with two controllers. That's going to be
$799. Dang, $8.
$8. So that's going to be $799 coming out, I believe, the same time. It's going to be a little bit later than the Oculus, which is coming out March 28th. And that Adrift game that is launching with the Oculus looks super amazing.
Adrift's coming out with the Oculus?
Yep. And that's launching with the Oculus, and that's March 28th.
Ken Levine.
Yes. It's also a space game where you have to worry about your air. And it's basically, what was that movie with Sandra Bullock?
Gravity.
Basically Gravity, like where things go completely wrong. And it's...
While you were sleeping.
Yeah.
And speed.
Speed. Oh, my gosh. Please stop. Please stop. Control. Please stop. Please stop. I think we got it with Gravity. And also, March 15th, 2016, is going to be the PlayStation VR press conference.
Oh, so 2 days before your birthday.
Yeah, maybe. That'll be a good birthday gift. So they're going to give us, hopefully, details, hopefully launch date, price, launch games. And again, feel free to email us or send money so that we can...
Feel free to PayPal us.
Yeah, feel free to PayPal so we can get it and show you guys what it's all about.
We'd love to have a podcast where we tell you about our great experiences doing PlayStation VR.
And also, we would love to have you over, too. If you have PayPal'd, you are also a free entry to our apartment to come...
One free ticket
to
our home.
One free ticket to our home. Come see it. Come hang out with us. Do PlayStation VR. Josh will take you out to his favorite restaurant.
Ooh, you pay, though.
You pay.
Because clearly you like doing that.
And then we'll, I guess, maybe give you Brian's address and you can go through Exodus house or something.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, I guess just on his windows, because we are a fan of his roommates.
Yeah, he does have roommates. We'll show you where his room is. We'll tell you probably like when he's going to be home.
Maybe we'll even open the windows and let the eggs into the room.
So the eggs fly in and hit, you know, important things that he cares about.
Classic prank.
Yeah, seriously, pranks. Josh, your pranks are to another level.
My pranks are legendary.
To another level.
I once murdered a man.
Oh, prank.
And then one of his family was like, prank.
Prank.
And they're like, oh, he got us good.
They're like, oh, man. That's the classic phase of got him. So what else, Josh? What other video games are really catching your eye, or what else is going on in your life?
I was curious about Far Cry Primal. The reviews aren't spectacular. They're
for sure.
Just kind of like, okay. Like, so I feel like that's a game that I would probably rent at some point when I... Right now, I don't really want to buy any big, long length. Any games that will take a while, because The Division is coming out so soon. I know the second I have my hands on the full game of that, that's going to take over my world.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down the same rabbit hole that I did with Destiny, which I've done so much, but now it's going to be
a fun rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
What I need to do is I need to get out of Gamefly. Because it requires time.
I almost signed up for Gamefly today. I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Divisions comes out so soon.
Yeah. So I need to get rid of that, because the only reason I still have it is because I got charged and I forgot to cancel it.
That's how they get you.
Yep. But I forgot to cancel it. But what I need to do is just do PlayStation Now for a month and just go back through my PS3 games, because PlayStation Now you can play on your PS4 and you can just play PS3 games on your PS4. So what I need to do is just go through some fun games that I know I missed, like Catherine, and just...
Was that game on there?
Yeah.
Nice.
And just play... Like, I think it's like $15 a month, or you can just rent a game, like a $2.99 and up, and just rent like a couple games that I've always wanted to play. So it's like, I just need to do that instead of Gamefly, because Gamefly is like $22. I'm just like, I don't... Like the games are out I have right now are like Earth Defense Force 2, and I think that's Dragon Ball sitting up there. I'm just like, I don't give a crap about that. So who knows? Maybe I was watching Dragon Ball, just totally be like, I know it's coming. I got to get ready for it.
Got to play it.
Yeah, guys. I don't know if you stole my Hulu account, but somebody was watching stuff on my Hulu account. So if this is you guys and you're listening, not cool.
You got him good.
You and your pranks. You and Josh. Josh, what else is going on?
In my life?
Yeah, sure.
I had an audition today.
Nice. How'd it go?
I feel like it went all right. It was for a voiceover thing for a commercial, which I didn't realize it was voiceover until I got there. So showered for no reason.
Are you the next Nolan North?
I think so.
Okay.
Or I'm the previous Nolan North, and he has replaced me, and I just never even got a shot.
Oh, damn.
And so I had an audition today, and I feel like that went fine.
Nice.
So we'll see what happens. I never have any idea after an audition. I never feel confident one way or the other. Oh, I got that. Or it's just, you never know.
Yeah.
Because there's so many factors that you can't even think of. the casting directors are like, how they make the decision. So I just, as soon as I have an audition, I will email my agent, let her know how it went, and then completely forget about it.
Yep.
And then I will either hear nothing, which is how it usually happens, or I'll find out that I get a callback, or, you know, the nice thing is, oh, you booked it. Oh, cool. Which one was that one? Oh, nice.
Cool. Yeah, all right, cool. Cool.
I guess I'll act. So we had an audition today in West Hollywood at Rush Hour. Very, very,
very
nice.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm. And so did that.
Did you Lyft? Did you Uber? Did you drive?
Not today. I realize I've been...
No, to the audition.
Oh, I drove my own car.
Nice. Ooh, guys, listen to this.
Ooh, lifted myself.
This boy.
What else have I been doing?
Did you see that Boston Dynamics robot that now no longer needs a tether?
Yep. Yeah, I saw them knocking stuff out of his hands and shoving around with like hockey sticks.
But yet, it still corrected itself. It walked through doors.
Yep.
And that's another big thing, too. It's like you could see the robot had like QR codes like mm-hmm. on the boxes and also on the door, so it knew like which door it could open and stuff. That's crazy.
Those
man.
QR codes remind me of The Witness.
Oh, I actually feel like I wanted to talk about The Witness before we jumped away.
Yeah, that's why that was my segue.
I think from now until episode 100, I'm going to talk about The Witness.
Oh, my goodness.
Probably at some point about it.
Minimum half hour.
I was up in Glendale, California today.
Whoa.
On my second interview.
Home of the world's worst drivers in LA.
True. True story.
They have the highest accident rate.
Yep.
One time when I was driving over there in the evening, in the span of, I would say, less than 20 minutes. This is at night. You know, sun is long gone. In the span of less than 20 minutes, I counted 8 different cars driving around with no headlights on.
That's a lot. So, yeah, they're very bad. I think it's just everyone there is just phones, like all constantly on their phones.
Mm-hmm. Or they are phones.
Or they're just a phone driving around.
They are a phone.
A giant phone. But I was there leaving my final interview after I talked to you and I said I was walking to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And on the newly redesigned Glendale Galleria, when you are crossing the street from the H&M, this is very specific, mm-hmm. and you are looking at the wall, they have designed the wall with just all grass. But there's different color patches of the grass.
Oh.
And no joke, it looked like a puzzle of The Witness.
That sounds...
And I almost took a picture of it and stopped and like I wanted to tweet about it, but I was like, no, I need to keep going so we can go to a podcast. Which, guys, that is almost what you could do for most things. If you're thinking about stopping while driving to take a picture of something, don't. If you're thinking about taking a picture of your food while eating, don't. Just eat the food.
Eat your
stupid food. A lot of things. If you're thinking about taking a selfie of yourself, even though you promise your two friends that you do a podcast with that you never do selfies, and oh my goodness, you do selfies once in a while, but then you scroll through his Instagram pictures and all you see is the recent selfies that he's taken. You know what I mean?
Maybe that's why he quit the podcast. He had to go take some selfies.
That is true. He did say he was super busy.
With selfies.
Yeah, Wednesday is his selfie day. If you guys don't know, we record on Wednesdays and it's up on Friday, so you're welcome. So no, I'm just super into The Witness still. I was talking to a friend about it who lives out here in LA who was saying the same thing you were saying, Josh, who is kind of done for a while with video games, just not really playing them. Not done necessarily. You're never really done with video games if you like video
never.
Games. But like he's just kind of like over it for a little while. He wants to kind of try, you know, dabbling away, just not really interested right now. I told him about The Witness, and you could just tell that he was like, oh. Because it's something new. It's something different.
Yeah,
it's almost like, I know this guy's very cerebral, so it's like this would be like his division to get him back in.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, I know you like open world style, leveling up RPGs, guns.
I love leveling up.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite
True
things
story.
To do.
True story. I 100% agree. And even in The Witness, you kind of level up when you, you know, again, no spoilers, but you're unlocking these lights to the sky. It's basically like leveling up because then your knowledge,
mm-hmm.
but it's in The Witness, you're leveling up in a totally different sense. You're leveling up in real life.
Yeah, your like, own brain's getting smarter.
Yeah, like in, we talked about it a couple of times, but even more recently when I've been like, you know, just, I can't even wait for you guys. Because I remember on the podcast I was saying I would wait for you guys to play. That's out the window now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just like, I'm going to play when the fuck I want to play, but on the normal account.
Yeah, I will say I enjoy thinking through the puzzles of The Witness. It has not sucked me in as much as it has you.
Yeah.
If I am nearby and you need help with a puzzle, or if I'm not doing anything and you're playing, I will join you and try to help with the puzzles.
But it's also,
but I don't feel like when I have some downtime, I'm like, what do I want to play? The Witness is just not usually what pops in my head.
True. But also, I don't know if that's because you just haven't dabbled. like in the sense of like run around yourself, like to look around and to see things in the environment, like just even like finding that, because I'll always shout at you if you're around, because I'll never really play if you're not, like if someone is not in the next room or whatever, but I don't know who else would be there.
Help me.
But I'll never, because I want to make sure we all are at least on the same page talking about, like, because when you learn like what a yellow dot does and all this kind of stuff. So, man, just stop listening to this stupid podcast and go play The Witness.
This podcast is so stupid.
This is so dumb. Just go play The Witness. It's so much fun. I'm wearing an American tie right now. American flag tie right now. You guys can see it.
Because he's a presidential candidate.
Hey, guys, I will, you know, I'll do what I can. Like I said.
That's your slogan. Instead of yes, we can, I'll do what I can.
Yes, we can. I'll do what I can, ladies and gentlemen. I'll do what needs to get done. Maybe. Depending on the certain day.
Get around to it.
Yeah. So VR is coming. We're living in that future. We didn't get an email, so I can't read any or anything else. Josh, what's going on? Anything you want to talk about?
I couldn't
sleep last night.
Yeah. What was that about? You sent me an email sometime saying you couldn't sleep.
I got a text last night. Turns out, I guess it was a random number.
Aww.
But it was at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it said, mom-. Call me immediately when you wake up.
Oh, my God.
And I was just like, what? Because, like, the text woke me up because it was trophy sound. I was like, yo, who's getting trophies?
Who's getting those trophies, baby?
Who's getting those trophies? And it woke me up, and I was like, whoa. And, like, you know, I looked it up, and it was a 804 area code.
What is that?
Which 804 is Richmond, where I went to school. Okay. Also, only an hour away from my parents, and it has, like, a really good, like, medical campus. So, like, my mind was, like, racing. And I just couldn't sleep, and I was just like...
Did you call that number?
I texted it, and it said it was a landline.
Oh.
So then even more, I was like, what is happening? So, like, I waited, like, an hour, couldn't sleep.
Wait, the landline texted you?
Yes.
How?
I have no idea. That's what I'm saying. It could have just been, like, an automated message, or, like, maybe my mom was at, like, a hospital or something, and she was like...
Interesting.
She was like, please text my son, because she didn't have her phone or something on her.
Yeah.
So, like, my mind was just racing, and I couldn't sleep. It was just like, mom, colon. And if it was like, hey, mom, call me, I'm like, oh, maybe it's the wrong number.
Mm.
But it was also, like, 3 in the morning our time, 6 a.m. over there. So, I was just like, my God, it could be when she's waking up for work. I don't know. So, my mind was racing. Couldn't sleep. But so, I waited literally until, like, 5 in the morning until I knew my mom would be possibly at work, and I called her, and she was like, hi. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. What's going on? And she's like, nothing. I was like, okay, cool, bye, good night. And I was just – it was just crazy. It was such, like, a weird occurrence that not only did I get a random text being a 312 number, but it was a random text. It was also only an hour away from my – like, where my parents would be. That's and also nuts. Where I went to college. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I will.
Because I looked up the 804, and it said it was a local hospital. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on?
That would freak me out.
So yeah, I should call the number anyway to make sure everybody's all right, whoever they are.
Yeah, just let them know that they also reached the wrong person. So they, whoever their child is still waiting.
Yeah.
And I still from time to time will get missed calls, no voicemail from my hometown area code in Atlanta. And the other day I got one while I was driving. I was like, all right, whatever. I answered, like, because they never leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this? So I answered the phone because I assume it's the wrong number, you know, because I still have a Georgia area code cell phone number. And so I was like, all right, who is this? I answer it, and it was like, congratulations, you have won 2 free tickets to a cruise. That's Ooh. Right, 2 free tickets to a cruise. And I was like, all right, so I hung up.
I mean, I don't know. I'd want to go on a cruise with you.
But it's like, you just need to come down here and listen to our timeshare offer. And bleep, bleep, bleep.
But you still get the free cruise?
Yeah, but I got to go to Georgia and listen to talk about
timeshares. Let's go to Georgia.
All right, let's do it.
Let's for a free cruise?
I remember my family did that when I was a kid. My parents went to some place and listened to a person tell them all about some timeshare and pitch them on this timeshare, blah, 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 blah. If you go listen to them, you get free tickets to Disney World. And so my parents went in there with full resolve, we're not getting a timeshare. And they sat there for like an hour. Me and my brothers were there. We were just bored as hell.
Just
sitting in the lobby playing Game Boys. And then,
color or game, regular Game
oh,
Boy?
Oh, regular.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're dating ourselves right now.
Mm-hmm. And then after an hour or so, they finally came out. Oh, okay, we're done. We went home. And then they like, we're going to Disney World. I was like, wait, what? So,
dude, that's amazing. That's how Alex Haberman, a soon to be guest on this podcast, got his free hotel room in Vegas for a couple of days.
Go listen to a timeshare pitch.
Because you pay for the place up front, and then when you return to go get your money back, it's at one of those places where you're like
listening about a timeshare.
Yeah.
So like he was just like, fuck that. You know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna walk straight in that place, get my money back, and go back to my hotel room. And that's what he did. So that's how he got a free place in Vegas. So if you're ever staying in Vegas, make sure you have enough money on the way out to just say, yes, I will pay right now, and then you'll get a free place because you'll get your money back.
Or if anyone ever tries to tell you about a timeshare, just think in your head, screw whatever this person has to say. Give me my prize. Give me my prize, baby.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just couldn't sleep last night, and that just got me thinking. I was like, man, what? I don't even know what I would do. Like, it's like the worst thing to think about. It's like, what would I do, like, if my mom, like, needed me? Mm-hmm. Like back in Virginia, it's like I guess I'd have to go. Like, yeah. It's not even a question. So that was just on my thing of I knew I had the interviews coming up. I knew this would be the worst time, but it's also like it doesn't really matter. Like that's what's most important. So I would just have to immediately pack up and go. So it was just really weird. So luckily everything's all right. But
that's good.
Yeah. So it was just one of those moments where you get it was such a unfortunate weird thing that it was an 804 number.
Yeah.
Because I looked it up. If it wasn't an 804, if it was like some weird like Texas number, like who cares? Obviously it's a wrong number.
Yeah, but also, the fact that it was, I just realized, your area code is not Virginia. So it's not like they mistyped a Virginia number.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm 312. Yeah, Chicago. So it's like if it was a 312, it didn't say Leo or anything. It said mom colon, like in parentheses. And then I responded back. It's like, this is a landline. Do you want to send them a text? They'll get as a voicemail. And I was like, no. I'll just wait. And then it was just crazy. So yeah, it was just like one of those things. My brain just obviously was in the mode to start closing down. And then all of a sudden, boom.
What if you had responded with a text and like, do you want to send this as a voicemail? And you're like, yes. And then they get a call. It's like, you have one new voicemail. And they listen to it. And it's some robot saying, new phone. Who dis?
New phone. Who dis? If you're friends with people that I know, would say the correct thing to say is inside joke, y'all. Yeah, I don't know. There's not much news that really caught my eye. I guess I would have to say the only thing that really, there's two things, but I don't have it in front of me, so I can't speak very thoughtfully about it. But there is talks going on in NASA right now that there's a new propulsion system that they're working on to get to NASA in 3 days.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, not NASA. It's so dumb. To get to Mars in 3 days.
Oh, even more whoa.
Which is even more whoa. Because if you took 3 days to get to NASA on the propulsion system, what are you doing? But no, using the propulsion system that there's, it's basically all just scientists saying that, this could be what we could use. And there's this thing they're working on that could get them there in 3 days. Obviously, I have no idea what, speaking of G-forces, what that would do. Josh and I were just talking about what pilots and things like that have to go through for...
Yeah, if you're ever bored, go on YouTube and search, G-force, testing, and you can see, what the pilots have to go through to be approved to fly. And it is nuts.
Yeah.
They go through all these different G's and how that affects their body. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. So that is just to get them to space and then get them to Mars in 6 months. This would do it in 3 days.
What would that propulsion be like? I think it would just kill you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, what's the science behind that? So that's something I definitely wish I had more information on. Maybe I'll bring that next week because I just saw that yesterday.
I will hold up one finger for a week.
Yep.
And then next Wednesday, what's the finger for?
Tie a red ribbon around it and hopefully we'll remember.
Tie one red ribbon on my finger, one red ribbon around the moon, and that way I'll remember.
I've got three days.
I can get to the moon and back with that propulsion system before we record again.
That is true. Thank you for doing that, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what else. There was an asteroid that blew up over the Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, my.
It was bigger than the one that blew up in Russia in 2011. The one that shattered windows and injured a bunch of people. Basically, I think it was 13,000 megatons of,
that's a lot of tons.
TNT. They said if this same thing would have impacted over a city, that city would have been wiped out.
Wow.
So pretty interesting, and it was just...
So those fish are screwed.
So totally nonchalant. So when scientists try to tell you that we're fine, there's no asteroids coming, nothing to worry about, and then...
Stop renting Armageddon.
Stop renting Armageddon and watching it nonstop. Bruce Willis is the worst. Yeah, that's something in video game news, since that's what we've been constantly jumping back to. If you go to the site FIG, which is if you have expendable income and would like to partake in the investment of video games, Kevin Smith is launching a new video game, which is pretty cool. It's apparently going to be a side-scrolling beat-em-up that is Jay and Silent Bob.
Interesting.
So $400,000 is what they're asking. If you have
any money. Basically, Fig is Kickstarter, but if you scroll down enough, you'll get to the actual investment options, which I think starts around like $3,000 normally for that site.
Did you watch the video I put on your Facebook wall a while back about Fig?
You'll have to a little more in depth on that.
It was like a, I think it was long. It was like at least 10 minutes, maybe even 20 minutes that went through all like the contract information with Fig.
Really?
And basically, I mean, based on what this guy's research was, kind of shot it all full of holes and talk about what a ripoff it is.
Which is crazy because the people that behind it are Tim Schafer.
Yeah, exactly.
And like Cruz. So hopefully, I guess I'll have to go back and watch it, but hopefully it's less of shooting it full of holes and more of just like maybe at that point just reach out to them and be like, I want to invest personally and not through this site. So. That's interesting.
Yeah, it was just showing essentially how all the loopholes in it and how they
could if they make that, millions, they could come to
how
you.
How they could legally never have to pay you anything ever.
Wow.
No matter how much the game does well. So it's a very interesting video. It's been a while since I've seen it, so I can't really quote it, like pull up any facts, but I thought it was very interesting.
Interesting.
This person
I'll have to
read
go back
through the whatever 100-plus page contract.
Oh, it's, yeah, it's.
Yeah, he read the whole thing.
Because it's much like Kickstarter, but then it gets to also way bigger things, which is, you know, like Josh and I just mentioned, where it's you're investing to
and
get money back at a certain point.
Yeah, to actually gain some money. But if you want to invest, you have to do like a minimum like several thousand dollars.
Yeah, interesting.
So
yeah, because crowd,
something to look at.
Crowdfunding is, I mean, it's also so new where it's like, yeah, there could be so many holes because they don't know what to fill yet. Like crowdfunding is so new with Kickstarter and, you know, Indiegogo just really hitting within the last like 5 years. So yeah, if you guys want to go to our Kickstarter, we'll have it up pretty soon. Or if anybody else wants to do it for us.
Yeah, we're actually going to do a Kickstarter to start our Kickstarter.
Yeah, so we're going to do a Kickstarter to start
our
a Kickstarter.
Our goal is $0 to start the Kickstarter. Yep. So please PayPal is $0.
Yep, and for, you know, just $10 for a t-shirt maybe. You know, this is all spitballing here.
Yeah, we won't make t-shirts. We'll just give you a t-shirt from our closet.
Yep, I got a good selection, I would say. I got a lot of stuff to get rid of.
To give away as bonus prizes. I can't part with these.
You guys will love it. Like, just shut up and love it and enjoy it.
Just shut up.
It'll be the best. Yes. Okay. Now I'm going to go watch that video.
Yeah. I'll try to find it again if you can't find it on your
wall. The most recent video that I've yet to watch that I know is on my wall somewhere is something about people proposing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
During a wrestling match?
Yeah. Two professional wrestlers.
Haven't seen that yet.
Pretty great.
Two dudes?
Nope. Guy and a girl.
Guy and a girl.
Professional wrestling at some rink-a-dink place.
I love it.
And midway through the match, he proposes to her and. You know, they've been a couple and stuff. And
man.
You know, pops question, mid-match.
Bummer. I gotta watch it. I got a lot of videos. I'm not very good at watching
videos.
You
got a backlog of videos. Yeah, I watch YouTube videos, or I check Reddit in the videos subreddit every morning while I'm drinking coffee or eating breakfast and just kind of catch up on
that's basically
all the videos that will become viral within the next 24 hours.
I'm 31 years old, and I'm going to say this phrase out loud, and it's probably going to sound way dumb. I need to learn how to use Reddit.
I did not learn until several years ago, back when I was living in North Hollywood.
Josh, will you teach me Reddit?
I will teach you.
Josh, teach me the ways of Reddit, please.
Although one video totally, I guess maybe I didn't check Reddit or something like that, one video totally escaped my radar and went crazy viral, and I missed it. I also think maybe it was because I was too old for it. And like the people who made it, I just saw were on Ellen as guests. Like the video,
what?
Like, did like 45 million views like in a day.
Good for Ellen to constantly have those people on.
But I think maybe it just happened over the weekend.
45 million in a day?
Mm-hmm. Like it just blew up. I will quote the video and you let me know if it sounds familiar to you at all.
Okay.
Damn, Daniel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The white fans again.
It is the most annoying video that I have watched.
So
Daniel was on there?
Yeah, Daniel and the guy who made the video.
Oh my God.
Rocking the white fans again.
That dude's voice.
And it's a voice he's totally putting on because when he was when he was talking, he just sounds normal.
Oh, okay. So
and
it was
the video is just he's like high school kids.
So yes, we are too old for it. That's
This kid randomly started.
Which is okay. You can be too old for stuff.
In my day, viral videos were cats playing keyboards.
That is true. Oh my God, keyboard cat.
I can't wait till we're old and we talk about my day. Well, these videos were the virals. In my day, these were the memes.
The memes of my day.
In my day, Willy Wonka was resting on his hand and saying, oh, so tell me all about this. In my day, we had Ermengarde.
Well, I want to hear about Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel. So it was a series of Snapchats that started with this kid named Daniel who just walked by, and this other kid named Joshua would just randomly approached him.
Congratulations.
One morning, and just started filming his shoes, going, "Damn, Daniel, like looking good," or like whatever his shoes were. And then like one, he wears like only two pairs of Vans, like one black and one white. And they went, "Ooh, damn, Daniel, like rocking the white Vans." And then like a few days later, I was like, "Oh, damn, Daniel, back with the white Vans again." And so now white Vans are sold out everywhere. Multiple people are selling white Vans on eBay, saying they are Daniel's white Vans, and they're no one has bought them, but they're attempting to sell them for $300,000.
Oh my God.
Like, this thing just exploded over the weekend. I don't think I checked Reddit over the weekend, so I might have just missed it. And so he just took his Snapchat videos and made them as a collection, one YouTube video. It's like 30 seconds.
That's the one I saw. And it was on Facebook. It just
blew up. And so, and now, you know, now it's a total viral thing. People are making like remix songs with Damn Daniel and all this crazy. Yeah, so the two guys were on.
See, I thought it was just Daniel, but it was just like the way he was like stepping back. It looks like he was like posing for it.
I mean, over and once he got used to it, because every morning this kid would just do it, or during sixth period or something like that, according to their
Ellen
interview. Riverside. Yeah, they're from California.
Yeah, local.
And so, like, the first time, the guy's like, "What are you doing?" But as it goes on, like, he's just like, "Damn, Daniel, back with the white Vans again." And eventually he just kind of thinks it's funny and just kind of plays along. So, yeah, so that video totally took off. But I missed that viral boat.
Man, I like Ellen because she'll basically show single moms and single dads what's cool on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll, you know, what's gone viral already and bring them on.
Yep.
I've seen Ellen.
In person?
In person, because I went to her show.
Oh.
With Megan. She invited me. There's a super hot...
Ellen invited you.
Ellen invited me. No, oh, wow. Megan invited me. There's a super hot PA.
Oh.
Jessica Stell was there.
Oh.
And I hid on the PA the entire time.
During the show?
Going in and leaving.
Okay.
And
did you get a bronze trophy?
I did not. Oh, I did not. I'm pretty sure she and every other girl was probably more interested in the guest, Ashton Kutcher, that was on, who is also a very smart man, and I was like, oh my God. That is when my love for Ashton Kutcher grew from more just like, okay, so this dude's more than just a guy that was on the 70s show and now is actually like a super smart dude who is investing in all the right things. Like, he was the original angel investor in Uber. He was on Shark Tank because he's constantly looking for new companies. Like,
well, if he is investing in Fig, I will dismiss that video.
Okay. I don't know if he's investing in Fig. Speaking of local LA things, I need to start writing my reviews so that I can submit normal to
E3.
Because I would love to get into E3, speaking of video games.
Yeah. So one of our goals for the things that Normally Normal does, which is more than a podcast, is we want to start developing a portion of our site to video game topics such as reviews, previews, let's play, stuff like that, so that we can then apply as press to E3 and get in to all the secret backdoors.
And also have super fun videos for you guys at E3 for those that can't go.
For all you fools who like video games, for all you fools who don't, you must be loving this episode.
How great would it be to have Brian, who doesn't give a crap about video games, interviewing like Hideo Kojima? Or, you know, Tim Schafer, who's like, you know, Brian's or like, I don't know what the hell you've done.
Or we just tell Brian that random people, oh, this guy's a huge developer. Yep. This guy invented Mario. So go ask him some questions. And be like, so you invented Mario, huh? And he's like, what? I've been waiting for a pretzel.
That actually is even better. Yeah. So email us at normallynormalcrew@gmail.com to keep reminding us that we need to do that and get off our laurels.
Just email us an emoji of a finger in the air.
You guys can't see it, but like, I don't understand it, why he does this. It must just be because it's super relaxing. But Josh is resting on a chair of laurels.
Yeah, like oh boy.
Yeah, so he's just like resting on his laurels. And I'm like, maybe like, you know, if you want to get some stuff done, don't rest on your laurels. He's like, but it's so comfortable.
My laurels are the comfiest laurels you've ever rested on.
But for real, he's sitting on a chair. Also, he's wearing a new shirt that he got that he's going to go see Deadpool in... What time is it?
It's 8:30-ish right now.
Okay, cool.
So I will be seeing it in slightly over an hour.
Nice.
And yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt that came in my third and final loot crate that Leo got me for Christmas.
Man, I'll tell you what, guys. Send me an email personally, kovalik317@gmail.com.
Whoa, that's out there now.
I give really good gifts. I'm a really good friend. I'm looking for more. So,
especially because we just lost a big one.
Yeah, we lost a big friend of ours, Fatty Bumbatty, BCK.
That is his name.
Yeah, BCK, he doesn't really like people to talk about it. but it's big cunt punch kick. I mean, it's one of those things. I don't know. I was thinking it while I was staring at Josh. But yeah, so you're going to go see Deadpool soon.
Yeah, I am.
I would like to review something.
Let's do it. Leo.
Yes.
Will you please give us a three-word review followed by a sexy cat meow of whatever it is you want
to
do?
Okay, so first off, I need to give a, I guess, a little heads up. Uh-huh. I have reviewed the product before.
Oh.
When I thought that it had ended. And now I have apparently gotten the true ending, which makes no sense, and that'll be part of my review. But I am going to review, for the second time, Metal Gear Solid V.
The Phantom Pain Menace.
To be honest, it kind of leaves that stain on me. So yeah, let's review it. And I'm just going to super, super simply say three words. Multiple endings suck.
Ooh. Meow. Nice. For the listeners, Leo did cover up one eye.
Yep.
As he was the big boss.
You should be the big boss kitty.
So let's go ahead and just say it. I was talking to Josh earlier about this. When I originally reviewed it, I said I had played enough hours to think that I could comfortably review it. I was in love with it then. That was about 25 hours in. I'm now 50 hours, and I think I'm done. I don't know if I can go back to it because there's some method of storytelling that I just cannot get behind. And I told Josh that it's things like Lord of the Rings. I have no idea what the name of the movie is. What's the last? Return of the King.
Yep.
Thank you. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, AI, the Steven Spielberg movie. I don't know why. I just don't like multiple endings. I don't like the idea of like trying to appease a fan base by like giving them multiple endings. The Last of Us did it so well.
Hmm.
The Last of Us could have had two endings.
Yeah.
It could have said, here's one, and then blah, blah, blah happens, and then here's two. But no, the real ending was what happened, and that was it. So, by the way, go beat The Last of Us. We can talk about it. Tweet at me. But I just don't like multiple endings. It's like, this is your story. You tell me an ending. And in this, it was all building up to it. Mission 30, I think, is where it originally started, where I was like, yes, this is a great ending to the Big Boss story. And then it said Chapter 2. Once you beat Mission 30, it's like, wait, what? And then the entire rest of the chapter is like maybe five story missions with a bunch of other missions you've already done, just harder difficulty or more like hidden stealth stuff. And I was like, oh, I guess. And then you have to do a bunch of like remedial things to unlock the mission. It just felt real overblown. And there was almost like three different endings to the thing.
Very strange.
So, yeah, play Metal Gear. You can enjoy the gameplay, enjoy it for like the 30 hours that it takes you to beat Mission 30, and then just kind of stop from there. But it was one of those things where it's like a thing about multiple endings. I would say it was a 10 out of 10 at Mission 30. Mission 40, it was 8 out of 10. Mission 46, which is the final mission that randomly took me extra time to unlock because I had to do a bunch of remedial stuff in the actual game and like wait real world time in the game like to unlock. So I left my PS4 on like once overnight to unlock stuff.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's so dumb. So yeah, and it came like a 6 out of 10. So yeah, Metal Gear Solid 5. Metal Gear Solid 5. Quit while you're ahead. But I am super excited for Hideo Kojima's next game, which is going to be with Sony. And it's going to be something brand new, totally different. And he's done some brilliant work. So I'm super excited. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
Will you please give me and let me off of this soapbox of mine?
Get up off of that soapbox and hop onto my laurels.
In my laurel, baby. A three-word review followed by an unraveling sexy cat meow of the PS4 EA game Unravel.
Yes, I will do that for you. Visual Memories.
I agree with the third word just from our last conversations.
So, visual, this game is absolutely beautiful. The
scenery, whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Did you just look in the mirror or were you talking about this video game?
Both.
Nice, bro. I said it.
That's me. The graphics, the scenery, the atmosphere, the music, everything about this game is just very pretty to experience. I loved the way it looked. Memories, it doesn't have a huge storyline, but it does tell the story through memories that you collect through the game, which kind of fills you in on who, kind of not really who you are because you're just a little ball of yarn, but like who the people are.
That goes along with visual. Very cute. Mm-hmm. Very cute character.
Yarny. And then was to sum up my...
I love that we're... Now the words are just almost out.
Sounds. My final episode is sort of similar to how you felt about Metal Gear Solid. When you thought you were done, you had a great time, but yep. then when you had to keep playing it, it just lowered your... experience with it. So when I beat Unravel, I just beat all the story missions. You get a trophy for beating each level, and there are things to find and stuff like that. My initial just beating the story is like, wow, that was fun. The gameplay is not great. You know, technically a platformer is very slow moving. It's kind of a mix between platformer and puzzle. You got to think about how to get through certain parts. It's kind of like I said, it's slow. So you're not just, you know, sprinting and like running and jumping as much. So this, and the story is kind of subtle, but it's just very pretty and very soothing to look at and play.
It is incredible. From somebody who didn't play it, has just watched you play it for a bit. It is I was playing my own game, seeing as that we brought our TVs out into the living room to be more social and to do Twitch, but nobody's watching us on Twitch soon. But like to be more social and whatnot. But like I was playing my own game and I couldn't. I literally stopped playing when I was playing because I had not seen you play Unravel yet. And I was just like, this is one of the best looking games I have seen.
Yeah, it's just, it's all nature.
For what it is, it's almost like, for anyone who's played Little Big Planet, it's like a more beautiful Little Big Planet, which Little Big Planet's super beautiful, but this is like a realistic almost Little Big Planet.
Yeah, less cartoony.
Super and gorgeous.
So I beat the story mode. I, you know, went back and got some of the trophies that I was missing and found some of the secret items. But there's one trophy where you have to have beaten each level from start to finish in that level without dying one time. In this game, there's no health bar. You can't get injured. Anything that hurts you kills you. Instantly death. And each level, I would say, because it is pretty slow moving and there's a lot of like kind of like puzzle things that you have to do, is a minimum, I would say minimum 12 minutes. Between 12 to 18 minutes to do each level. And there are several of them where you can do the whole thing, and the hardest part of the level will be at the very end that kills you, and you have to redo everything in that level, including all the very slow, you know, stretching your arm over here, lifting this item, moving this thing, just to progress through the level. It's not difficult, it's just monotonous when you have to do it over and over and over and over again, and then at the very end, you die, and you have to do it all over. And so I got very frustrated. Oh, that was something I was going to talk about as a topic, but maybe we'll save it for next time. Was video games are one of the only two things that invoke the rage pit of my brain.
I want to find a game that's going to bring out as much rage as Unravel did again. And I'm not kidding. I want to make this a normal YouTube series. Just the creation of curse words that go on in your head.
Just the interesting combo of swear words being strung together while playing that game. And so that I ended on a note of anger, but I did get the platinum. I made myself do it. I started with the two hardest levels that I died the most. Thank you so much. I was like, if I could beat these two levels all the way through without dying, the rest I can do. It's just going to be very time consuming. And so I did it. And I would almost say it's a podcast game, but the music in that game is so good.
For sure.
Even when I was just playing a level for like the eighth time, you know, because I kept dying, I still would listen to it. I still have my headphones on and listen to the music because I really enjoyed that. It's not a game where you need audio cues to like, oh, I can't advance till I hear this sound. But I wanted to hear the music because the music was actually kind of calming me down while I was
for
like,
sure. Yeah, it was
through the paces.
Super beautiful. It fit the. I mean, that last level I saw you play was like all in the snow, and I was just like, damn. Like I'm playing Metal Gear Solid 5, which the graphics are beautiful,
really good.
And I'm seeing you play that, I'm like, on a different like level, that's just as beautiful. So
that was my experience with Unravel. I would recommend it. Yeah, me and 1.8% of the people who've played it.
That's pretty. That give yourself a little credit. That's pretty crazy.
Why? Thank you.
To have only what 1.8%. Yeah, it might just be a trophy on the PlayStation Network, but fuck you, trophies mean something.
They do to me. They do to Leo.
Was that the guy wrestling's real to me? isn't that like a YouTube video?
I think so.
Where it's like wrestling's real to me, damn it. That's the same thing. Trophies are real to me, damn it. They mean so much.
So I would say it's $20 on the PlayStation Store. I would be fairly certain that it'll be on sale at some point. But if you're looking for a very pretty game and you don't care about trophies, I would say it's definitely worth playing through just to see the story, play the game, and do not put yourself through what I went through to get that platinum.
As his roommate, I agree. All right. Well, for probably Sounds Awful podcast episode 20, I'm one of your hosts, Leo Albert, only one of the two, I guess, Leo Albert Kovalik Jr. You can find me on Twitter at Kovalik317. No dumb underscores, and that's super easy. You can also find me on Twitch, the same thing, twitch.tv/Kovalik317. If he hasn't run out of money and it's still funny, you can find me on my website, www.leoalbertkovalikjr.com. I would spell my name like the person at Fitbit spelled it, but it took about like 20 minutes for her to get through my name, so we're not going to do that. But yeah, what do you got, Josh?
I am the other 50% of hosts for this podcast forever. I am on Twitch. I do have a dumb underscore. I wish I didn't. My Twitch name or Twitter is @Patton_Josh. And then I am on Twitch with no underscore @PrimordialBooze.
Which is great because you know what? Yours is an underscore to actually separate your names. Mm-hmm. It's not some dumb underscore to start things off.
Starting things off with an underscore.
Because somebody else had it and you're not creative enough to think of your own dumb name. So, I guess I'll just be BCK. You can go find me at just search, I guess, you know, number Real one, Big Loser.
Number one poop monster.
Yeah, number one poop monster. Also just search Real Big Loser on, like, just type that into Google and his name will probably pop up.
Just Google image search Quitter.
Yeah, Quitter. Also Google image search overrated commercial actor.
Oh, God.
You'll see him on there. you'll see him pop up. But for the Probably Sounds Awful podcast episode 20, bye.
Bye.
See ya.